The Great Resignation, Panic or Prosperity for Direct Sales Companies. Read by author Meredith Berkich.
It's impossible to grow into a multi-million dollar direct sales company without an effective recruiting and retention strategy. After all, distributors and affiliates are why you chose the MLM path in the first place. Your product or services offers a solution to a problem, and direct sales is the best vehicle to get your solution in the hands of the largest number of people as quickly as possible without immense investment and considerable overhead. To grow, you must focus on recruiting and retaining the best of the best entrepreneurs. You must solve a problem in the market, offer value and purpose to your independent sales force. This creates a critical mass required for your sustainable business. However, the Great Resignation has turned talent acquisition and retention on top of its head. How are direct sales companies impacted? Will your current strategy be relevant when so many are leaving the workforce? Is this a problem or an opportunity for direct sales? In this two-part series, we'll answer these questions and walk you through our strategies to attract and retain top talent while individuals are walking away from everyone and everything else. The Great Resignation, Part 1, Content Outline. What is the Great Resignation? Should direct sales companies panic or prosper? Biggest contributors to leaving the workforce and why you should care. Leaving the workforce or quitting for good? Does the Great Resignation make financial sense for workers? Next step for direct sales companies. What is the Great Resignation? Anthony Klotz, professor of Texas A&M's Mays Business School, coined the phrase the Great Resignation in 2020. Professor Klotz monitors the psychological impact around employee behavior, including reasons and timing for resigning. While others became optimistic that employment numbers would return to normal after the vaccine rollout, the professor saw things differently. In an interview with Bloomberg, he suggested we would continue to see higher than average rates of resignation. And that's when he first used the term, the Great Resignation. Throughout the rest of 2020, 2021, and the first quarter of 2022, we've seen Professor Klotz's ideas materialize in the following sobering stats. The Office of Bureau and Labor Statistics reports that over 47 million people quit their jobs in 2021. While November 2021 saw record high numbers of 4.3 million resignations, monthly numbers continued near record highs into the first quarter of 2022. According to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, there are over 1 million fewer women in the workplace now than before the pandemic, and there are no indications of a return. In 2022, 74.4% of direct sales distributors were women. As of the end of April 2022, the latest data released as of this recording, there were 11.4 million job openings. March and April 2022 showcased 20-year record high job opening numbers. The Great Resignation has affected companies across the U.S., and direct sales companies are not immune. Read the top five reasons people leave their direct sales companies to learn more. Time to panic or time to prosper? With record numbers of resignations and job openings, should direct sales companies panic, or is this a strategic opportunity for growth and relevance? Our direct sales experts believe your company can thrive during the Great Resignation. How? By becoming dream keepers for those who promote your products, services, and business opportunity. You earn and gain loyalty from top talent by connecting with their values and then helping them see how their dreams can materialize simply by sharing something they're passionate about. Let's get some insight into dream keeping. How do you create value, meaning, and flexibility so your company attracts and keeps their most precious resource? It starts with why women leave the workforce. Biggest contributors to women leading the Great Resignation. Why are we focusing on women in this article and recording? Because women led the Great Resignation. They accounted for 63% of all jobs lost from 2020 to 2022, according to the National Women's Law Center. They have not returned, as the numbers clearly show. And since they already make up 76%, which is a statistic of the Direct Sellers Association for 2021, as they reported, they make 76% of direct sales distributors. Focusing on women means focusing on our major audience. If you're wondering why women have resigned en masse and have not yet returned to the workforce, it's layered but identifiable. First, roles of women impacted the most. Women served in the highest impact vocations. Teachers, nurses, customer service, retail, and cashiers rank among the top 10 occupations for women. Most of these jobs were reduced at the beginning of the pandemic. Other impact areas required overwhelming hours and high stress levels. Consequently, women were either forced out or they were burned out. Second, childcare access was reduced. The pandemic reduced access to childcare. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce reports 58% of parents were unable to find childcare in 2021 due to forced closures and reduced hours. Eventually, many childcare centers folded entirely. Now, in addition to the challenge, 26% of parents reported an inability to afford childcare. Third, pay rates deciding factor. So, if childcare becomes inaccessible and unaffordable, who stays home? On average, women make less money than men. When faced with the choice of who stays home to care for the children, the parents typically choose to sacrifice the smaller paycheck. Fourth, money over people. Other women cite dehumanizing work situations as their reason for leaving. Values of companies became clear during the pandemic. When health and safety were literally on the line, it was easy to see which companies believed in the value of the person and which ones put the bottom line first. It created a clear picture of who prized worker input and who created dictums. In other words, the refining fire of crisis exposed cracks in the people-first corporate culture, and many women said they would rather quit than continue working in those environments. Fifth, caring for aging relatives. Still, other women juggle work with caring for older family members, and the mandatory return to the office policies interfered with their ability to provide the care needed. Estimates vary, but universally, studies show female family caregivers are more likely to exit the workforce to execute these duties. Even when men do take on the caregiver roles, their employment statuses are generally unaffected. Sixth, the caregiver roles without support. And speaking of caregiving, women predominantly fill caregiving roles in the workforce. During the pandemic, caregivers were asked to work unreasonable hours and with little support or flexibility. Additionally, we have not offered anything more reasonable for these sacrificial roles to date, and consequently, one in four women in 2020 reported considering leaving work due to burnout. And that number climbed to one in three women in 2021. So what does this all mean? Perusing the topics discussed, there's an obvious theme. Women predominantly are the ones making career choices to care for people. It's no wonder they thrive in direct sales. They've been nurturing people at the expense of their time and priorities for years, all while putting their dreams on hold. We understand why women have left the workforce with no plans to return, and we understand their motivation for leaving, which helps us evaluate workforce deal breakers. This knowledge provides a view into the culture and incentives we can provide to make direct sales engagements irresistible to them. But before we dig into the specifics, we should address one important question. Are they leaving or are they leaving? Gigging for money. Many women who have left the workforce haven't completely stopped working. They just stopped working their full-time job. Resignations may be at an all-time high, but the U.S. unemployment insurance claims continue to decrease as of May 2022. So, what are all of the women doing for cash? To understand what's happening with employment numbers, we have to gig a little deeper. What do freelancing, startup, part-time work, and independent contracting all have in common? Two things. One, they have in common women who left the workforce, and two, a perceived increase in flexibility. Women are turning to opportunities that let them design the life they want. Enter the growing gig economy. In 2022 survey by FlexJobs, 77% of respondents chose remote work and flexibility as the number one benefit an employer could provide. 56% of respondents cited flexibility in the workday as the best way a company can support their employees. Extra, extra. This is fabulous news for direct selling companies. All of this is great news for our sector. Many women don't want to work in traditional employment roles. However, they definitely want to work. Work provides many women with meaning and a sense of freedom and control in their lives. We'll discuss all of the variety of opportunities for direct sales companies more in part two. In the 50s and 60s, it was said that the stay-at-home women were the greatest untapped resource in the United States. In today's times, we could virtually say the same thing about the resigning women leaving the workforce. Therefore, let's examine the possibilities as we prepare to offer the appropriate incentives for this treasure trove of available talent. Interestingly enough, dreams sometimes diminish as reality sets in. Is there really a payoff for building a flexible career that supports the lives of these women, dreamers, and their families? Working the numbers to make money and sense. Inflation is on the move, and Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has worker pay increases and opening positions in his sights. Increased interest rates. The Federal Reserve Chairman and other officials have stated worker pay increases and high numbers of job openings are a driving force behind their recent decisions to increase interest rates. In other words, they're hoping interest rates being higher will keep people working without increasing their pay while reducing the number of empty job openings. An increase in interest rates along with supply chain issues has increased prices. That translates into decreased spending power for the same amount of money made just a year ago. And the increase in inflation is at the highest level since 1981 with no relief in sight as the U.S. heads into recession. Even if women make the same amount of money in the gig economy as they did in their full-time roles, it's tougher than ever to cover their living expenses. So making more to cover price increases, remember, 77% of those leaving traditional jobs were doing it for flexibility, not the money. As a matter of fact, in a report on data from tens of thousands of loan applications, 85% of gig workers earned less than $500 a month. That could be by choice. In other words, work more flexible hours, earn less money. Or it could be because 55% of all gig workers maintain a traditional job as well. Either way, though, that is tough. With 45% of gig workers only doing their gig and 85% of them making less than $500 per month, that doesn't cover lost wages and price increases. And it definitely doesn't lead to financial independence and stability. Let's start with those brave souls who choose to launch a business rather than freelancing during these times. With a typical business, startup costs are high. Some estimates show entrepreneurs need at least $10,000 to $20,000 to get their business rolling, and that is a minimum. Physical products cost even more when you factor in manufacturing and product development. At the same time, access to capital is low, especially for women. Most businesses need equipment and software and tax and insurance professionals to guide them, and those all cost money. But access to startup money is not easy to find, and with increasing interest rates designed to cool the economy, it's expensive if you can get it. Forbes reports that banks typically loan based off of current income and future income. Which means if you've quit your job, if you've resigned, that takes a bank loan off the table. Next, the Small Business Administration typically wants a down payment or some kind of collateral to secure the loan. For most people, starting a new business, that is simply not an option. So what do the experts suggest? Forbes financial experts recommend dipping into the savings, using retirement accounts, asking friends and family for a loan, or even crowdfunding to get your new business off the ground. The soundest advice they offer is getting pre-orders to get money in the door. What about benefits? If the pandemic has taught us anything, it's that medical insurance is non-negotiable. But most gig economy workers don't get it through their work. So the trade-off to flexibility includes sourcing and purchasing benefits like medical insurance on your own. Overall, the numbers for striking out on your own aren't compelling. Yes, multimillionaires do exist, even if just for ads on Instagram and Facebook. But the numbers say the majority of those creating a business for themselves have high costs, less income, and less access to capital. Sounds like the perfect entree for direct sales, doesn't it? What does the Great Resignation mean for direct selling companies? To recap, it's pretty clear. The Great Resignation has set up direct sales companies for unprecedented success. First, women are leaving the workplace and are not returning, but they want to work. That's available talent in our ideal target market for distributors and affiliates. Second, the female talent rejects the traditional way of working. They value flexibility and the opportunity to care for their loved ones. Flexibility is built into our direct sales business model and our opportunity. Third, women thrive on caring for others. They are drawn naturally to nurturing roles. It's often why they're leaving the workplace, to care for others. And they are great at providing support, communication, and encouragement. Pure gold for distributors and affiliates. Fourth, expenses climb higher for living and for starting a business. Women want financial stability and freedom. They want to contribute to a higher quality of life for their families, and they have a harder time accessing the capital to start and run their own businesses. We can provide low capital investment career opportunities that create financial resources for women. Fifth, women crave the opportunity to create purpose from their work. If our products and services solve a problem for those who buy it, women can find deep satisfaction in providing solutions. So, the Great Resignation? Should direct sales companies panic, or is it our time to shine? We believe the Great Resignation provides an amazing opportunity to grow your sales force and your direct sales business. In part two of this series, we'll cover the top strategies you need to attract and retain these ideal available workers. In the meantime, let's see the glass half full. We're entering a bright new era ripe with opportunity for women and direct sales businesses.